Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners, is with us. Morning, Andrew.
Very good morning, Heather.
Right, what do you make of the ANZ card spending for November?
Oh, I love this. This is one of my favourite pieces of data, Heather. This ANZ card spending, it's a potpourri of spending information. At the headline level, the 0.7% lift from October to November. They report this on a three-month seasonally adjusted average, but spending up 3.9% on this time last year, which is okay. But the key takeaway, if you're going to zone out for the next 2 minutes out there, the key takeaway here, spending is definitely picking up. And if you look at it through a cyclical lens, the economic cycle, if you think about the economic cycle changing, durable spending is up 8%. Now, that tells you something is happening. All categories, almost all categories, are showing an upward trend. The only one, and I have highlighted this before, is apparel. It's the real laggard. It has stabilised, but times have been particularly tough for apparel retailers. ANZ do what they call a proxy for real spending as well, so they take the inflation out of it. Now, it has ticked up. That's potentially significant if it continues. Now, just looking at a few little details here, Heather, consumables up 3.1%. In there, you've got groceries 3.5%. That's interesting because spending growth there is lower than food price inflation. So food price inflation going higher than the amount we're spending. Pet shops, I've raised it before with Mike, Heather. What the heck is going on here? It's still storming high. We're absolutely loving spending money on the little critters or the big critters or whatever you've got. Hobby, toy and game stores are up 27%. So wholesome fun at home appears to be in, Heather. Secondhand stores still feature up 10.9%. We are not spending money at camera and photographic stores. They're down 9.5%. I wonder whether the iPhone cameras are just a little bit too good. Hospo up 2.5% below inflation, but within their fast food up 5.9%, loving the burgers. Household durables, fireplace stores are doing very well, which suggests that there's more renos going on, but then I look at the glass paint and wallpaper, that isn't going very well, so I'm not sure if the reno theory is solid. Swimming pools, you were just mentioning swimming pools. Mm. Everybody's getting swimming pools are up like over 20%. Still a strong lift in live theatre and ticketing, up 21.8%. So we're loving the shows. But the final point here, on a slightly more serious level, architect, engineering and surveying spend is up 9.6% year on year. That suggests better times ahead for construction, because if you're doing the spending at the architects, the engineers, the surveyors, it suggests you're gonna do some building, right? So yeah. I quite like the look of that.
Yeah, very much so. The farmer confidence still up, but just coming back a wee bit, yeah?
Yeah, just coming off a little bit. So, look, we've seen a lift in business confidence. We've seen a lift in consumer confidence. We're getting a bit more perky about the housing market. What about the farmers? Well, this is the last edition of Rabobank Rural Confidence Survey for the year. It's good news. Farmer confidence still elevated, but down from the sort of record highs over the last three quarters. Net readings in there have been sort of plus 40. It's now plus 28, so just coming off a little bit, but 50% of New Zealand farmers are expecting the performance of the broader agri-economy to improve in the year ahead. Last quarter, that was 51.5, so hardly changed. But if you've been following the global dairy trade auctions, it's not really surprising to see dairy farmer confidence a little lower, significantly lower actually since September. Fall at headline level here, dairy farmers plus 54 to plus 22. Remember, you've got the cheeky little downgrade to the forecast farm gate milk price in there as well. You've got a slightly quirky outcome here. If we just look at the positive farmers, the main reason quoted for their optimism is rising commodity prices. If we then look at the negative farmers, the main reason that they're negative is falling commodity prices. So clearly different people see different things, don't they? Growers and sheep and beef farmers are now significantly more upbeat than their dairy farming colleagues. And the one outcome that I was particularly pleased to see, Heather, investment intentions are looking good. Investment intent across all farmers now as high as it's been at any stage since mid-2017, which points, hopefully, if it is good investment, points to improved productivity. So, yeah, look, a bit of a dip at the headline, but historically still very high. Happy days, but we'd all like to see those dairy prices stabilise and the dairy farmers not go into a slump, wouldn't we?
Too right. Okay, give me the numbers, Andrew.
The US markets have started the week just a little bit softer. The Dow Jones is down just under 0.5%, 47,734. The S&P 500 also just under 0.5% fall, 6,839. The NASDAQ down 0.3%, 23,506. Overnight, FTSE 100 lost just under 0.25%, 9645. The Nikkei was up small, 0.18%, 50,581. The Shanghai Composite gained just over 0.5%, 3924. The Aussies yesterday, small fall, 10 points, 8624. The close on the ASX 200. The NZX 50 barely moved, up 2 points, 13,486. Kiwi dollar still hanging in there. Still, it's on the upward trajectory, 0.5769 against the US, 0.8712 Aussie, 0.4963 Euro, 0.4331 against the pound, 89.93 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $4,190 and Brent crude $62.77.
Good stuff. Hey, thank you so much, Andrew. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.